just say I do.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to Behind the Veil, a show that provides insight into the world of weddings. I'm your host, Keith Willard. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about Little Gatherings, and that's actually the company name that we're going to, of the two sisters that we're going to be talking to, because how many times have we had a client or you know somebody that wanted to do some type of over-the-top event, but were then slammed against, you know, minimums that certain hotels or venues are required, which were way out of their price point. And so these ladies have the ingenious idea of creating luxe events just on a miniature scale. So we're going to talk to both of them shortly. But before I introduce them, let me introduce Marcy Gutenberg with An Affair to Remember by Marcy. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Keith.
Yay. How are you? I'm excited about this.
This is, you know, exciting. I mean, we've never really had anything of this nature. So this is like perfect timing, especially in our current days.
Right. And, you know, the thing is that people want to do over the top events, but many times, like if you went to even Hyatt or a Marriott of some sort, typically they have like a $10,000 minimum. You go to like a Ritz-Carlton Key Biscayne, that's like a $50,000 minimum. How are people supposed to like be able to do these amazing events, but just on a smaller scale?
Even restaurants, you have to buy out the restaurants. So,
yeah. You know. So how ingenious of these two ladies.
Right.
I mean, so let me introduce Ashley Casaria and Lauren Camino. I got that completely wrong. Oh, my God. Ooh, okay. So, ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you on. Okay, so why? Let's just jump into it. Why the Little Gatherings? How did this even start?
You want me to take it?
It's like our favorite question. We always take turns. You can do it.
we'll take turns answering this one because it's probably the biggest one to answer. The real moral of the story is a few years ago for Lauren's birthday, this is my sister Lauren, I'm the older sister Ashley, she planned a really beautiful backyard picnic for her birthday was back in 2018. Those images that you've seen floating around Pinterest or Instagram of like palettes stacked on top of each other and then, you know, dressed beautifully. She sourced it all, bistro lights. It was amazing. That was 2018.
Wow.
Well, fast forward, we never really talked about it much again. 2020, as the world knows, you know, all went
to shit. Yes. Yeah. Yes. All went to hell.
Her birthday is in September. I wanted to do something for her birthday. I had been furloughed from my corporate job with basically Bacardi, or the marketing agency that represents Bacardi.
Right.
And speaking of minimums and things like that, we wanted to plan a birthday dinner for her, but all of the restaurants in Fort Lauderdale at the time were only taking groups of six or less. And Lauren,
you remember that part of COVID?
Yeah. Oh, please. Yes.
And it was like family alone, there was like five of us. So I was like, we can't do that. So I called her and I was like, remember when you did that like picnic thing a few years ago? Like maybe we could do that. And in 2020 through COVID, a couple of our girlfriends also started small businesses. So kind of got the gang together and we put on this really beautiful beach picnic for her birthday.
Yeah.
And we just posted pictures of it. There was no intention of it ever really becoming a thing. But all of a sudden we were getting all these messages of people saying like, who did you hire for this? Who did this?
Like overly.
Yes.
Yeah. And we were like,
that's very cool.
I called her and I was like, I think maybe like people like want to do.
We think
picnics.
It was a mix because people couldn't, like, we had made this huge thing in 4 months, no one had been able to do a big thing, a bunch of
birthdays.
So they were like, who's like, what company's putting on things where people can join? Like, I don't know if you remember during COVID, if you saw like someone at a restaurant, like you're like, where'd you go? Like, it was exciting to like find what there was to do. So I think because we got a bigger group together, we were like, oh no, it was us. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
And we had a family friend go as far as like, no, really, like, who'd you hire? I'm willing to pay for the items. And we're like, it's like our house decor. Like, literally, it was actually. And a lawn chair laid out flat was the table. Like, just very, like, not thinking anything. So, yeah, like she said, we called each other the next day. Well, I forget who called who. And I was like, are we, like, on to something? And it was just, like, blowing up. And I'd say, like, 90 people later of, like, random people asking, we made the name.
Right.
And we didn't want to like pigeonhole ourselves into picnics, which is now turning out to work in our favor because we wanted to get into the wedding world and elopement. So picnics are our bread and butter, which I'm sure we'll get to that. But
yeah,
turned more into like smaller events.
And people, and the essence of like the little gatherings was genuinely because COVID, like, you know, all you were hearing about was like no large gatherings,
Right.
That was kind of like a play on that. Like, okay, fine. Well, we're still going to gather, but
we'll do little,
littler, I guess.
But you know what I find fascinating about this is that it actually ended up being like reverse, because you started this because you couldn't have more than six people. And normally hotels and those venues are like, you can't have less than a certain amount of people.
Yeah.
So it's almost like it was kismet, to be honest. Yeah.
It was a wild, like, for me, it was a wild plot twist, because again, I had been furloughed and I knew I probably wasn't going to get my job back, but I had quite a bit of free time on my hands. And my sister has a full-time job.
Yeah.
But like she said, I mean, really just, you know, our bread and butter still to this day. And what really launched us was the pop-up picnics, which, as you guys know, have been super popular over like the past 2 years, but we feel pretty honored to confidently say that we feel like we were one of the first here in South Florida. They've been doing it out in California, you know, for a while, but and then now it's sort of like evolving into a bit more than that, but I'm sure we'll get into that.
Well, you know what I find, you know, the other piece of this is that it's not just a picnic. When people hear the word picnic, you know, they think oh, a blanket and a little basket and maybe a dog chasing a ball and, you know, other people, but you guys take it to a whole that different level.
Luxury pick.
Yes. I mean,
like engagements. I'm sure you do a lot of extra.
So, but I mean, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's just, you take it to a whole different level, and you just added some luxury to the idea of a picnic or a little gathering. So you said you didn't want to be pigeonholed into like the picnic basket idea. So what were like your first couple events? What were they? I mean, because here you did yours, right? Yeah. You did your sister's birthday. And then who was like the first person that came and booked you?
A date night that got rained out.
No.
Oh.
The very,
very, very first picnic we did was the one down in Pembroke Pines for the girl that was married to the football player. Remember the indoor? Chelsea was her name. Anyways, our first couple of events.
Yeah.
Definitely, I'll never forget our second event.
It must have been the second, and we cried. And I'm like, this is not for us. Yeah. Like, it was pouring.
I know you said you'll save the weather thing for later.
And we looked at them like, that was fun. Like, well, that's it. And now it's been, almost 2 years.
We've done almost 300 picnics. But yeah,
God.
Our first, like, it was picnics. And a lot of them for a little while.
And still, then, I'd say 80%. Yeah. I mean, that's what people want. But our fear was it is going that way. We didn't want it to be like people don't book us because they think it's a picnic.
Right.
And, we're smart enough, I feel, or business savvy enough to say, you know, is the picnic thing like just a trend? And, you know, because people wanted to be outdoors in fresh air, not in closed spaces, like might that like come to an end eventually. So that's like why we were pretty strategic with not putting the word picnic in our name. But definitely like it started out with the picnics and
your Instagram account is fantastic. Your Instagram account is fantastic because there's just so many.
Thanks for everything. Yeah, everyone's Instagram. That's a big question we get is like, Mark, or I was actually just answering a article for a magazine thing, and the question was about like growth and how, like, what do we think our biggest growth is? And I sat and I was like, I mean, obviously referrals, but social media. We made a cards once, we ran out of them. Like, it's just been social. Like, we're so thankful to be in an age where you just like.
But it's getting tricky. Social media is getting tricky.
Yes.
I see her all the time. Like, am I getting too old for this? Like, what is going on? Why is Instagram so hard all of the sudden?
It is.
I think it changes by the hour.
I really do. I think it changes by the hour. But, you know, do you find yourself getting caught because, you know, everybody has Pinterest, right? And everybody has Instagram. And so many times you see these photos on there and they are smaller events. There's one arrangement that's perfectly done that they spent 3 days putting together in that perfect lighting. Do you find that people are trying to recreate that experience and not knowing how much actual effort that it goes into?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the client, because we'll get we'll get a lot of people that it's like, what is the word? One extreme or the other, like that are, we trust you. Like they don't even know what color, or it's very like down to a picture from him. And like they show up and they're like, where's the sign? Like they want every, but yeah, I think people don't.
We've seen quite a bit, I feel, through social media, or we've even showed up to some of our favorite spots that we've sort of like been doing picnics at for 2 years. And now every once in a while we'll show up and there'll be, you know, another similar-esque company there. And I think that to answer your question, yeah, I don't think people realize how much goes into it, as I'm sure you know. People just, they show up to these things like your events or whatever it is.
Right.
Like a magic fairy showed up and like sprinkled magic fairy dust. And
I don't think we even knew how much fairy was. The first few are fun and were fun, and they're still fun. We have ones that we look back and like I cry, like it's amazing. But
right.
I put together a TikTok today, which speaking of social media, we're trying to figure that
out. I hate TikTok.
All that to say, I like combined 40 videos of 40 different picnics, and like it was a minute to watch it. And I did them, like each picnic's 4 hours of work, but I was like 160 hours in 1 minute. Like, and I was like, it's like a lot of time. Like it takes
a lot of time.
It's a lot. And I think we've heard of some friends or friends of friends that have tried it, and I don't think many people understand what
they really don't. And then what is it like to be a female owned business? I mean, here you are building a female owned business, and that comes with its own set of challenges. You know, have you found that there are obstacles that you found all of a sudden in your way that you were like not expecting as a new business owner?
I don't feel that it's the female side of things that has been obstacles. I feel that it's been the sister side of things.
Yes.
But also like one of the biggest reasons we're successful, I will say. Like there's a lot of people that even if they have like a teammate or a cohort, like with the female owned businesses or even just owned businesses, smaller businesses in general.
Right.
We have a lot of friends florists and like they're one man show. And like there's so many times where even if it's just a phone call to be like, oh my God, like no one understands. And so like she does. And I feel like if it was with a friend or a business owner where you both have a few other endeavors where it's not your sister and you feel like, oh, like, can I really complain? And like, I don't know. I just feel like because we're sisters, it's like no filter on good and bad, like with each other.
Right.
100% honesty.
Yeah.
But as far as being female owned, I'm really proud of. I do feel like through the little gatherings we have made so many connections with fellow female business owners in the area, you know, like she said, from florists to just an array of vendors. And it is really so cool how many hardworking females are out there right now just chasing a dream, really. Because I do think for so long, I have a 5-year-old, which we're trying to keep him busy right now. But you know, and so I feel like as moms or, you know, whatever different titles you carry, like, you know, it's just a different dynamic being a female, you know? And so I am proud to be fully female owned. And with that comes the heavy lifting, the bruises, the bumps.
The best is when like her husband and my fiance come to help.
Oh yeah.
Very.
They're like, how do you do this?
Yeah. Like he's a long wedding. He said, no big deal. I'm like, I have bruises all the time. I'm like, yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. Yeah. The guys are wusses. I love it. Marcy, go ahead.
We're in a rainy day today. What would you do? I mean, what happens when you deal with the rain issue? Because I'm sure that a lot of your events are outdoors.
Almost all. Yeah. The bane of our existence is no, literally.
We had to get really smart about a year ago and finally put contracts in place, which I'm sure you guys understand, because for the first year, like it was just all kind of fluid. And we were like, you know, well, we have to make the call 3 hours in advance. And then like 3 hours in advance, it would be raining, but 30 minutes in advance, it would be sunny again. And like, so we finally listened to some of our fellow female business owner friends, and they were like, you have to get contracts in place because it is the only thing that's going to save you. But we always ask, the really easy answer to that question is, upon booking, we always do ask for an indoor or an undercover alternative in case of weather. I'd say 70% of the time, if it does wind up being a rainy day, that undercover or indoor alternative is where we wind up doing it. But we also do have just by nature have to reschedule.
The toughest is a lot of a lot of what we do is tourism, bachelorettes. And so, like, they don't have their hotel or an Airbnb, or they get to their Airbnb and it's not what they thought. All different reasons why they can't have it there.
Or why they can't reschedule, because they leave in 2 days and they're like, we don't live here. Like, we're from Maryland.
Wow. So, I wouldn't even have thought of that. Yeah, go ahead.
There's not really, like, an easy answer for that one, besides the fact that we wake up every day and we're like, please no rain. Please no rain. also, I think that it just, truly, like, we're just a little slower over the summer, I think, for that reason, because the weather is unpredictable and we're kind of okay with that. Like, I'd say, like,
if it's not raising, raining, it's like
June, July, August are like a little slow. But yeah, on the, just either hoping for an indoor or an undercover alternative or the option to reschedule.
What would you say has been your most unique?
Yes, I actually was going to ask that question. Good question. Good question.
Tomorrow, picnic. I think tomorrow or Friday will be our most unique so far.
Yeah, that's
we're doing for a Marlins. One of the Marlins wives is having a, and we'll go back and think of another one. But this, to me, like, hearing it is so cool. Inside one of the suites during the game, one of the wives planned a baby shower for another Marlins wife.
So there's, like, a couple of Marlins wives
that are pregnant. Right, so while the game's going on, they're going to be in the suite watching the game with us at, like, a baby shower, like, with our setup,
a mini baby shower picnic.
That's which is so cool.
Very cool. I love it.
What else was cool? We had, like, a Dolphins player propose, but unique. I'm trying to think.
Gosh,
or the most romantic.
Or the most romantic.
We've done a lot of proposals, and those are always really special.
I think I have the most. Maybe you can.
Okay, you answer and then I'll answer.
Romantic. So I did a proposal. It was like hell on wheels. Not because of this person's fault. Just like parking at certain beaches, which we've also gotten really smart about. You learn as you go. We used to be like, where do you want it? And just, like, pull our car up. Well, like, this beach in Boca is really tough. There's not parking. Long story short, our younger sister came to help me because she had another event. And there was no parking. We parked the car. I got a ticket before the whole thing was even set up. So I'm trying to set it up. He's proposing. He's like, freaking out, like, what time is it at, blah, blah, blah. So he, by the time he proposed, he had written her in, like, a journal that she bought him, and, like, it was sitting on a little stool, and, like, he read her out of the journal. It was just, like, a very, like, thought out. Usually they're just like, get on a knee, and, like, he had this whole plan. He was, like, one of the only ones that has, like, succeeded in a speech, or, like, a when you talk before, like, a lot of them will see us before they pose, like, I'm gonna say this, this, and this, and it lasts, like, 3 seconds. Like, he had he, like, danced with her. He had a musician. He was, like, very thought out. Some will bring, like, string players. We've had a few people bring, like, it just depends on the guy. But his, for me, was probably the most romantic I can think of.
I have my most unique. And it was actually a styled shoot that we did. And it got featured in one of, what was it?
100 Layer Cake.
Yes.
We got together with, like, a group of, again, female business owners. And we made this, like, bomb. Like, the theme was, like, picnic at the disco. So
that's so cool.
It was, like, a bridal shoot, essentially. A bride and, like, four bridesmaids. And it was just, we got to have, like, so much fun. Instead of, because, like, a lot of our stuff is, like, boho, girly. Like, it was just fun and crazy and glitter. Eclectic and glitter. And just, so, there's some cool images from that styled shoot that are floating around social media that I'm sure you can find, but that one was really unique.
Yeah.
I love that. And then what is, like, the hardest part of planning the small gatherings, you know, because there are a lot of people walk into these conversations with preconceived ideas. And I'll give you an example. I had a wedding this last weekend. We were at West Palm Beach Pavilion. The bride originally, when she booked it, was in February. The weather was very different February than it was this last year. I mean, the last weekend. So I actually made her walk from her host hotel to the pavilion at 3 o'clock, which was her ceremony time, like, 6 weeks ago. And I said, so if you can walk there without sweating, then yes, we can do your ceremony outside. So what are some preconceived ideas that you find that people walk into the conversation with that you have to go, okay, I got to educate you a little bit on these?
I think a big one is that when you hear picnic, that you think food, but we actually do not, like, we will facilitate food, or we will connect you with food vendors, but we do not, we are not licensed to provide food or alcohol.
Right.
So I think that that's probably a common misconception that people have, that we have to make, we've had to make it, like, crystal clear with all of our bookings. Like, 'cause we've had people, even though we've, you know, we've we share in an info sheet on your pricing sheet that like no food is included. Like we still have people who show up and they're like, where's the food? And we're like, oh, we actually don't provide that. But that's a common misconception.
I think just popping into my head is free time. Like I think going back to what you're saying about like how much time goes into it, I think, and we're getting better at like wording it so people understand, I think, but again, starting out never doing this, like I think for a while we were, and I'm in sales, so I feel like it was the opposite of like, what is, I can't think of the words, but like.
You were underselling yourself?
That, but like you're letting the client control, and we were kind of.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh my gosh, I mean, like we were always scared of like, and we've gotten really good at like, not in a, but like maybe it's not, we're not for you. Like a lot of preconceived, like what it should cost, how long, why it takes so long to get back to them, AKA.
Managing expectations.
Just like little things. And it, again, we have so many friends in the business. They're all common. It's not. And I think maybe I would, if I was in an event, like, oh my gosh, these people take so long to get back. There's a few that I could think of, but we're like, it's 24 hours. Like, and we feel so good about it. And we're like, there's things that I think when you're not, and we've had to have a few email conversations with clients where we're like, we break it down. Like there's two of us. Right. I don't know if you've seen that funny Instagram where like that they do like the lady comes in and it's basically the same person for all the jobs, but like they announce all the titles and it's the same person. They're like billing and it's like her. And
that's social media.
And we're like, there's two of us and we work 6 days a week and we take one day and then we have ad. Like it's just, it's
well, like Marcy said, managing expectations, yes. I think is the perfect way to put it. Because I think a lot of times people, you know, just tend to kind of have the idea that like they're the only person that's like
in your life. Yeah. You're it. They're your only client. You get all of their time. Yes.
And you guys probably understand that even more than us, because I do know that we've not really even had much experience with brides, like very small experience. And I know that brides
and very good
can be very thinking that you're their only bride.
Yeah.
And only, you know, whatever. So
And that's the hard part about being in this business is managing those expectations and also having to wear multiple hats. I mean, we had Lizzie Post, the great, great granddaughter of Emily Post. And you would think Emily Post Institute has a million people working for it. And she's like, nope, it's me. I'm doing the social media. I'm doing the booking. I'm doing everything.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's amazing what people think outside when they're looking in. They're like, oh, look at their Instagram. They're well, you know, they must have a million people working around for them.
Yeah. Well, I think that also, you know, we've had some people say to us like, well, why don't you hire somebody for that? And we're like, I
don't make enough to quit my job yet.
Yeah. Maybe we're control freaks. I don't know. But I'm like, I don't really trust someone, you know, like, you know, with important things like social media or email communication with clients or even like, you know, the setup. We have outsourced some cleanup help, which has been a game changer for us. That would be a big one that we'd always fight over. Like, well, I cleaned up two last week. So we have gotten a little wise and we have entrusted some very nice help boys go and clean up some of our picnics for us. So that's some help that's been huge that we've delegated.
I find that fascinating because a lot of people don't think about the garbage piece. You know, they only think about the setup piece and how amazing it is.
Oh, and that would actually be to go back to your another question, like a misconception. Like,
right.
Our minds have been blown a handful of times with like, I would say 80% of the time people are respectful. They're clean, you know, like they come in and they enjoy themselves, but there's been a handful of times where we've shown up and I'm like,
wow.
I'm like, how politically correct is this podcast? I have one.
For us, like the biggest important thing is, you know, a lot of these beaches that we set these picnics up or parks, like these are public locations and we have good relationships with the lifeguards, the city, you know, security guards, they'll come by and say hi. But if we or companies similar to ours were always to leave behind a mess and things like that, I mean, it would only be a matter of time before they're coming up to us and saying, you can't do this here anymore because every time you do it, you leave a huge mess.
Yep.
So we've been frustrated too because we'll show up to a park and we'll know that there was obviously somebody there the night before because there will be like big flower petals all over the grass. And I'm just like, oh man, like,
yeah. Somebody else left. Well, as a previous hotel person, I can tell you people are nasty. They are nasty. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. As somebody that used to go into these hotel rooms after been staying for a couple of days, people are nasty. So I can't even imagine.
As you say, they're messy.
They are. They're messy. Yeah. You know, I mean, so now that you're branching out, so what is your favorite thing to do outside of picnics? What is your favorite kind of a small gathering to put together? Is there something that you're like, oh, I love doing this kind of
thing? Or what would you like to do?
Or yeah, or what would you like to do?
We really loved like showers. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we did do one. Yes. And we haven't done enough of them for me to be like, that's my favorite. But it was one, Emma's event was just like, we got to do
like a dinner party.
A dinner party for like this girl. And so she's bigger on social media, but that isn't as important as the party that she was able to throw.
It was for her dad's 70th. Yeah. Well, so what, like a lot of times when people reach out for an event, they say to us like, I love what you do. It's so beautiful, but we don't want to sit on pillows on the floor. So that's kind of how we have started morphing a little bit more into like, okay, we're totally capable of setting up a beautiful dinner party. Yeah. Small, like my answer was like I love doing like baby showers, bridal showers. Again, I truly believe that we will always be little, and when I say that, I mean like maybe our like 50 people or less. Like I don't really ever see us doing like 200 person weddings, just because I don't it's not necessarily
50 people is not a little gathering. I can tell you that. My God, when you get above like 12 people, all of a sudden it becomes a lot more effort.
It's just been nice to be able to showcase over the past few months that we're more than capable, and we actually love doing, you know, like regular style seating, tablescapes, working with the rental companies to rent all of those elements, which has been all a learning experience for us, because right now we own all of our own picnic stuff. Like we don't rent that from anybody. But then when people want to do showers, birthday dinners, elopements, things like that, you know, that's all stuff that we have to outsource and rent and work with florists and, you know.
Right. So those beautiful balloonscapes that I've been seeing in some of your Instagram posts, are those your creations or do you have somebody that you work with that does those?
I actually went this morning to see them. There's ones, we use Poppy and Posh's, their name is like our main one, but there's so many companies that do it. There, we've done a few.
Like we did a balloon garland at like our first event.
But no. It's a whole nother, talk about a whole nother business. Like I went to learn so I can, they need some more hands, and I'm going to jump in on a few events and like, it's like its whole own thing, but no, they're their own.
But shout out to, I'd say Poppy and Posh. Those are Devin and Sunny. They're two awesome girls that make beautiful balloon installs. And then we've worked a handful of times with Amber and Vine, which is Dania from Amber and Vine. So there's some companies around here that do a really great job with those balloon installs.
Well, I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, I'm a planner. I do not do flowers. I cannot DJ. I cannot take a photo, not even a selfie. Well, and so, you know, but I know people that do a beautiful job with that. My job is to plan it and handle the logistics of it. But, you know,
I think that's big, which you might do. I don't know fully like the detail of your planning to the core, but we've, again, like had to pivot because we fell into smaller events or wanted to do them. We were making all these connections, and I'm like, so I'm more, I'd say, not in an offensive way, but like the business brain. Ashley would give away the farm if she could.
that was me my first 2 years. I get it.
She would, like, she's just a giver, and I'm a giver, but with business, I'm like, that's ours. Like, I like get very, so we were like recommending, and I'm like, that's like money in our, like, every time you make a referral, like, just little things that we've had to learn. But to your point, like, that's a huge part of our event services that we offer is we'll coordinate for you. We've come up with like an hourly rate and just little ways to
get
paid for your time.
We got burned a few times. Like there was probably like two or three times where someone reached out to us and they were, you know, like they would go on our Instagram and they would see, oh, I love this. He's I love that. Hard, and then like, so we were like, okay, well, this is that person and this is that person. And they were like, yeah, I love the picnics, but like, unfortunately, there's just like, now that we've hired all those people, there's not any money left in the budget for a picnic, but maybe next time. And we were like,
oh, that drives me crazy. Oh my God. That was a big lesson for me to learn because man, I would have these amazing conversations with people and I would feel like, oh my God, we're so connected. We're so connected. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh my God. So we're going to use this person. We're going to use this person. You're going to be used. And then you wouldn't hear from them.
But we're not using you.
And then the florist would call me and say, hey, thanks for the referral. I'm like, what are you talking about? They're supposed to be hiring me. Yeah. And so, yeah. So now I have to.
You, with all of your experience, Keith, you know, we could
oh my God.
Use some coaching from you because.
Oh God.
I'm very bad with like boundaries. Like I'm texting all the people. And here's the thing. Like if I can't do it, I don't have a problem recommending someone who can, you know, right. Like I don't make backdrops. Right. So like, I have no problem like making a recommendation on someone that can make a backdrop. But I think what happens is there has been a few times where it's like, once they add up all of these like additional vendors,
yeah,
and backdrops and balloons and photography. And then like, there's, you know, they're like, okay, well now there's $200 left in the budget. Are you able to help us plan? And we're like,
no, yeah. No, the answer is no. That's why, I do three levels of service. I do, you know, day of plus, partial and full. That's my three packages. Mm-hmm. They have a price point to it. If you can't afford the price point, so sorry, you know, yeah. Hard lesson for me to learn. And that goes kind of back to what you originally were saying, is that you're a great fit for a lot of people, but not everybody, mm-hmm. you know, you're not meant to work with everybody. And if they want to work with somebody else, let them. Bye.
Yeah.
You know, right. Because you really want to work with the people that you get along with and that are going to help you grow your business at the end of the day. And there is plenty of business out there. And that's the other thing is that, like, I'll tell you, on Sunday when we had this wedding, I actually had three other people with me, but one was Anna Hess from Anna Hess Events. Mm-hmm. And the other one was Katana from Katana Events. And so I had two other wedding planners helping me with my wedding. Cause I knew that we needed plan our brain on it. But did I worry but they were going to give their cards out? Absolutely not. No, because there's there's tons of business out there. So
that was a big, big one for us for the first couple of months. We got, we had to, my best friend is a wedding photographer. She's been a wedding photographer for what, almost 10 years. And she would always say to me, because we started to get a little like, I don't want to say territorial, but you start to see people like kind of doing the same thing, or people emailing us and saying like, oh, well, I got a quote from this company and da, 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 da. Oh,
that's the worst.
Yeah. And so, but my best friend said to me, she was like, actually, we live in South Florida. There is enough business to go around. Everyone. Like, we don't live in, you know, middle of nowhere, you know, Minnesota or something.
Right.
We live in South Florida. There are millions of people here. We're a tourist state. There is enough business to go around. So you guys nor anybody else needs to feel like threatened or like mm-hmm. territorial, you know, like we can share. And we feel like we have tried to be pioneers of like community over competition and, saying, hey, we're actually unavailable to curate a picnic on that date. But here's two or three local picnic companies who we'd be happy to, you know, recommend to you or whatever.
And that's amazing. That what you're doing right there is going to help your business in the long term, because I can tell you that those associations that I have with other event planners has been hugely.
Well, cause they do it back, you know?
Like
exactly.
I have to point out, sorry, this is a side note.
Yeah.
You heard me tell her I was going to grab rosé.
Yeah. Look
at this from when I got engaged. I swear I didn't mean to grab.
Oh, look how cute that is.
I sit down before you put it down, like, wait, this is so perfect.
Lauren's in the middle of planning
a wedding.
oh, that's right, because you have a fiance, you're engaged.
Yeah. I had a little gap in his engagement.
Congratulations.
So now you're on the other side. Now you're on the client side. Yes. And that's always kind of an eye opener. When I plan my own,
because I'm very nice.
Well, but you know, when I planned my own wedding, it was an eye opener. Like, this is what it feels like. Holy crap! This is
a total different ball game when you're the bride or the groom.
Yes,
like, it's totally different. Even if you've been in the industry for over 30 years.
Yeah. Oh my God! So
she's called because her wedding is actually in Tennessee, and she's called me a couple times and been like, "I can't believe you know like." Certain vendors, you know, like this or that are just things we talked about. And it's just, it's always like ironic to me that I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's funny to see it on the other side, like to be on the other side of it.
Or just communication or even communication skills, you know, not having great communication skills. Yeah. It's crazy. So what do you do? Like, so now that you're in your second year, mm-hmm. third year, almost?
We're about to hit like our second full year. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that an amazing milestone? Like, you're, oh my God, second year. Yeah. So what's the dream? What, where do you want to see little gatherings go from here? You know, what is, well, what's the big picture?
Yeah, that's a good question, Keith.
Well, time off for both of us. Meaning like a very like healthy source of income, not where like we're trying to figure out if it's going to work.
Right.
Which I think is another misconception, not to go back, but I think people think we make like millions of dollars. Well, my friends say it all the time, like, you don't need to work. And I'm like, yes, I do.
Well, I think people forget, even my own husband, like I've had to say to him, like, your first year of business, I don't believe is meant to like be a huge profit generator. Like,
nope.
We have so many costs in our first year of business, like all the stuff you see. Yeah. Like, we had to buy, you know, so I kind of feel like any wise business person would probably say to us, you guys probably be, you know, saying to us, like, you don't really start to kind of make money, I guess, if you want to put it that way, like until like you're doing it for a few years. But, I think the goal would definitely be that we could both, it is a full-time job for both of us, but to this point,
for the revenue to match.
Yeah.
How about that?
And I think that for sure, for me, for both of us, we've agreed. My son is about to start kindergarten, so I'm about to have a lot more free time on my hands. Lauren's sort of in a transition period right now, as well. And I think that we would both really love to ramp up the small events side of the business, like still do the picnics. We love them. We're always going to do them. We're always going to be available to do them, but really be able to showcase over the next little while that we're able to, you know, curate, small events,
showers,
dinner parties, birthdays, elopements. So we've got a couple of really good ones on the calendar coming up, and I'm excited to like be able to capture those and then be able to showcase that we're more than just, a pop-up picnic company.
We also have a few ideas too in the works for, which I think our struggle is, and anyone in events would agree with this. In fact, I remember the photographer she's referring to, as her best friend, she told like, it's hard because the weekdays don't really produce much.
Right.
And then Thursday hits and it's just like go time. So I feel like we've been trying to figure out, and we have a few ideas of like stuff that we could fill. We take Mondays off for admin, but like Tuesday, Wednesday, even Thursday, like it's three full days that we could
make,
but who's having like an event on a Tuesday or who's getting married? It happens, but it's not every week. Whereas like the weekends we're booked up. I mean, through December, like they're full and it's like, we have this available and everyone like does it right back. And we're like, okay, like that is for me, a dream or a goal would be to find something revenue wise based on what we're doing. Even if it's like coaching or something that we can like make revenue off of with, there's so many ways to go with it that we're using all the days, I guess would be my thing. Cause we try to get so much into the weekend.
So have you found that your client base is still very much South Florida? Because one of the interesting things that I've been hearing from other event planners and even in my own business is that because of COVID and because Florida stayed open during this entire time, a lot more of my clients are destination. Like it used to be kind of like 70-30, 70 local, 30 destination. And now it's flipped. So now it's like 70% destination and 30% local. Are you seeing destination stuff start to build? Like, are you seeing that part of your business start to grow?
Whereas people coming here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, like calling you and saying, hey, we're going to come down and I want to like surprise my fiance on the beach in Florida.
A lot of our business is like tourism based. We had a really cool conversation. We did something sort of similar to this, but it was more so a Hello Sunny, which is like the Greater Fort Lauderdale Bureau or whatever. They hosted us probably like a year ago. They have like monthly sessions where travel agents can come on, and they always like host like a local business that might be like a cool experience for people while they're visiting Fort Lauderdale.
Right.
So that was really cool. We're listed on their website. But yeah, I would say like even like this past weekend was like telltale, right? So we had six picnics this past weekend.
Four
of them were bachelorette parties.
From other states.
Yeah. Like one of them was 16 girls at one picnic.
Wow. So we had Rhode Island, Maryland, New York.
There was one group that was like from like all over the place, Chicago, Austin, Fort Lauderdale, like for anyone who's out there listening, and who cares, is right now, like, rated number three for a bachelorette destination.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's so wild. You had 6 picnics scheduled this last weekend.
From Thursday to Sunday, yeah.
Holy moly. That is like crazy business. I mean, and I can understand why your friends were like, oh, you must be rolling in it. You know, but you know, at some point you have to start ratcheting up your price point, right?
Yeah. That's also a learning curve. Yeah. So we do this thing where we're like, which you'll be like, as much as you want, because you have experience and we're learning.
Right.
But like, we're like, how much can you charge for a pillow? Like, it gets this opportunity that we feel like we're there. And then we'll go a little further and we're like, okay, maybe a little more. But what we've started to find, which is what we wanted, we started with wanting to be for everyone, which I think is just like a new go-getter, right? Like, you open a business, you don't want to say no to anyone. Like,
right.
Ashley being like, I don't want to be for like a, and I was like, we're eventually going to be for like a certain type of, maybe not monetarily, like I do want it to be affordable, but what we do it's a luxury. Like, it's not,
you know, it is, it's a luxury. It's a luxury item.
I think I've just from like my experience in sales, like I've kind of always known, like, it's a little bit more niche. Is that the word?
Yeah. Niche. So yeah.
We've gone to the point where our inquiries, if anything, have picked up, but the bookings, like we were talking about this yesterday, we used to get maybe 2 or 3 deposits a day. Like, we felt like we were always like, and not that we're booking less, it's just right. Like, we're either bigger or more elaborate, like the money hasn't changed, but I'd say the amount of people and the ability to, like, would you agree? Like,
I just think that the biggest thing that we've had to, just like everyone in the whole country, really, like, everything has gotten so much more expensive for us on our costs that unfortunately, like, we've had to, you know, like, cost of flowers, like all these things, like we've had gas, right? Like, when we're driving. Yeah.
To, oh God, you know, I can't even imagine that.
Yeah. Like, so and it's not very often.
Our storage unit.
The rent of our storage unit, like, everything's gone up. So I finally said to her like 2 months ago, I'm like, everyone's raising their prices. Like, I think nothing crazy. Like, we didn't double our prices or anything like that. But I think, like, so that like the costs that we're now incurring are being covered.
I get it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it. I mean, I had to make a decision a bit ago to decide if I wanted to be a manager of multiple event planners or if I wanted to keep it, you know, intimate, where I was doing most of the planning. And I decided that I wanted to keep it intimate, which meant I had to raise my price point, which means that I have fewer weddings, but I'm making more money.
And that's what I always say to her, like with Houston's, and if you're familiar with the restaurant,
yeah,
town might not be, but it's a huge,
love you,
restaurant group down here. But it's like, you walk in that place, and from the second, it's like the music, the ambiance, and like, you don't just go there like because it's a Monday night. Like, for us at least, like, it's a very expensive, or any expensive restaurant you can use,
right?
Carlton, any expensive hotel, like, you're paying for that experience, right? So like,
there's 100%
special occasion, and I try to explain, or we'll try to explain to each other, like, we'll have like briefings, and I'm like, you think about it, like, most people aren't just like coming to the picnic to like grab dinner, like, they're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, so they're willing to spend a little more, just like a wedding. But I think that's been another huge learning curve, is like, when I think we're nervous of like, when is it too much? Like, when? So we've done it slow.
Yeah.
We've raised slowly, but.
By the way, I hear a piano. Is that me?
It's the TV.
I was like.
My son, who's been very.
The fact that he's been quiet for 45 minutes.
That made me laugh because I was like, this sounds so good that I'm starting to hear piano.
We hired a pianist, actually. Now my dog is here.
I was like, this conversation's going so well, I'm starting to hear piano music. I was like, that's amazing.
They brought the ambiance.
I love it. So what, if somebody wanted to book you, so what would be the process? Like, if they said, you know what, I'm really interested in doing something really, you know, amazing for six of us. What's the process?
Pretty simple. We lead everybody to our website because we have a book, you know, like a tab for submitting inquiries through our website. And you know, upon inquiring with us through email, we send over like our basic info sheet, which shares like our general picnic pricing, what's included. Like that's a big part of our communication, is like what is included, which we kind of alluded to earlier. And right. then from there, like once it, you know, once the picnic has been booked and added to our calendar, we always love to make like add-on recommendations, right? So we send over a list of suggested add-ons, being, you know, a charcuterie board. We'll gladly like facilitate those things. Again, it's just not something that we provide. I commend that, because there are some picnic companies in the area that I've seen their packages online, and their picnics all come with like food included, and I commend them, because I always just say to myself, like, it's like a lot to figure it all out, like, and yeah. there's two of us. I can't imagine if we were also every single picnic facilitating like a cheese board and wine and this and that. But yeah, so
I
just
can't either.
Submitting an inquiry through our website, and then the protocol from there is pretty simple. You know, we align with the client on like if there's a general theme or a color, because a lot of times they're like, we want pink, or we want we try not to get too themey.
Yeah,
we kind of have our own like our theme is like below.
Like neutral vibes, but yeah, just, you know, we try to meet their needs. If, you know, we've had people say like it's like a fiesta theme, so we'll like add in little touches if there's like any specific theme. But yeah, just through our website, submitting an inquiry is the easiest way, I'd say.
That makes it super easy. And what is the favorite time for a picnic? Is there a time of day that people tend to like go towards? Like, you know, because I would think sunset. Everybody's into sunset, right?
Cold brunch.
Yeah.
I think it's a favorite for sure. I think we like to see people do them not in the blazing sun, just because we know it's not enjoyable. Like, I think with tourism, it's hard because people live there in Florida and they want to sit. It's like a different experience than being like on a lawn chair when you can dip in the water. Like, they come fully dressed for these picnics and it's new. Right. And like, they didn't pay for the add-on umbrella. And they're literally like calling us in 30 minutes, like, hey, we're getting really sunburned. And we're like, so we would maybe like, as I was saying earlier, we'd like to do more daytime and stuff like that. But it's just our weather is so tough. So I think personally, and for the client, like the best both sides happy is like
golden
6,
hour,
7 p.m.
Golden hour for sure, sunset. But we love a sunrise picnic.
Sunrises are fun.
Ooh.
Love a sunrise picnic. We actually get a sunrise on this coast. So even though sunset and golden hour is beautiful, like we've had so many sunrise picnics where it's like just it is like something out of a magazine when the sun is coming up over the coast or the shoreline or whatever. The horizon. And we love those too, because it's like we like, you know, mimosas and donuts. Like it's a bit more picnicky, I feel, than like sometimes people at night there. I mean, we've had people ask us, would lobster be possible? Or, you know, like we were really
crab
hoping
boil.
For steak
Remember
and baked
the crab
potatoes.
Boil, the crab boil one?
Just, you know, we were like, so
you're like, that's not a little gathering. Okay. Yeah. That's a restaurant tour. Okay.
That's a Ruth Chris. Steak dinner. But we love my answer is I love sunrise.
Yeah.
They always have like this eerie feeling. I would agree.
We show up and it's dark and it's like 5 a.m. and there's like still people wandering around from like the night before. And but we
love the sunrise. Yeah. That, and also it's just like, I feel like easy, not easy as in like the work is easy, but like there's really not many like you get there quick. There's parking. Like it's, it's the same thing at sunset.
We did have one. Do you want to hear? This was a stressful one.
Yeah.
Because it was dark out when we were setting up.
Oh my God, rain.
We didn't know there was a huge dark black rain cloud approaching.
And it was a purple.
Oh, no.
So beautiful. And all of a sudden I feel like we were right across the street from the Ritz-Carlton Fort Lauderdale Beach, because they were staying there.
Right.
And he was a reschedule.
He was supposed to do it the night before but it rained. And we were like, it's okay. Pivot. Sunrise. We got you. Champagne. Like, we'll make it happen.
Right.
And we're setting the whole thing up, you know, 5:45 in the morning or whatever. They were going to walk down at like 6:30, and I felt like a big raindrop on my back. And I was
like literally using our iPhone lights to like set it.
And we like all of a sudden the sky just opened up, and I was like, okay,
he was such a trooper.
So in the future, sunrise is the weather.
He did it in the rain. He was
He didn't. He did.
Wow.
Oh, nice. That's
nice. It slowed down a little. It wasn't like a Florida downpour.
It came through quick, but
I mean, I say that to people all the time. I'm like 5 minutes can ruin your wedding. Like, you know, seriously, you have to pay attention.
Looking at a radar, it says no rain, and it is raining on our head. Yeah. And we've also been on the beach. It says rain and it's sunny. Like, it's just so backwards.
Yeah,
like,
you guys get that though. Yeah. Like, you understand. It's like so hard. I get so envious of the like our like kind of inspo company. I would say is out in California. They're called the Picnic Collective. If you haven't. Right. Heard of, like, obsessed.
They're on all the
They're
shows.
Like, yeah, all the housewives. They do Picnic Collective. And I get
which
to
going to be you. You're going to be that exactly. for this coast. I'm Hopefully just saying.
We did get an inquiry. It was so sad. I forget why we couldn't take it.
It was for Housewives of Miami. But they reached out to us, like, the day before. And they're like, we need a picnic for 30 people tomorrow.
Okay.
We're like,
yeah,
cool. No,
you're like, that's not happening.
It was very cool. But I'm just saying, I look at their stuff on Instagram and I get jealous because I just think I know that they don't have these weather issues. Like, think about California. Right. It's like it's kind of cool-ish all year round as far as like temperature goes. It doesn't really rain too often.
Right.
Wind is like a big one for us. People always they only think about rain. There's been so many times we've gotten down to the beach and it's like 25 mile an hour wind gusts. And we're like,
yeah.
You're literally going to be getting pelted in the face with sand the whole time. So.
Oh God. Yeah. It gives people many facials. And I mean, I talk about that all the time, you know, my favorite app when it comes to weather is called Dark Sky.
Yeah.
I love Dark Sky. Oh my God.
That is still not foolproof, but we love it.
Still not foolproof, but amazing. But you know, one of the things that I would think for you to, in the future is to start building relationships with people like the Ritz-Carlton where you can do small events in there or like Vizcaya or one of those kind of
like got really reached out to by a ton. Like it's all I don't know if it's the Ritz specifically. I know the W, like a lot of the hotels for like to be almost like on call. Like, hey, if someone checks in and they ask
through their concierge,
they want to do something. The issue is, as we're talking about prep, they're not they take, I mean, at minimum 2 hours. Like, we have to go load up, we have to talk to the client, and like
flowers.
I mean, we could do a very general setup and maybe not need to talk to the client. That could maybe be taken away, but
it's
like we'd almost have to be on call, and the booking process is so kind of booked, as you know, you book
that's
out
hard. Yeah,
it's difficult. Like, we want to, that's one of the ways we've talked about like having a maybe an employee is like
designated just to like hotel concierge bookings.
Yeah,
that'd be amazing. I think that's next level
opportunity. We just haven't figured out. Fiance's dad's always like, how are you going to scale? And I'm like, that is like such a big one that we get asked all the time.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to like, again, and this is something we haven't let go yet. And I think that that's fine. We haven't even hit 2 years. Like, we haven't figured out how to like trust someone with, we are just now figuring out our like, we did them so different when we started. We used to bring knickknacks and now it's like this, flowers, this setup. Like, I think we're getting to like a very set way to where maybe we could one day put it on a chart and let someone and do it. But I think there's just so much. I was talking to my best friend. She's like, the beauty of like, there's so many avenues. Like, there's so many things you could just jet off and do. And
well, when I look at your Instagram, the creativity, the focus, the detail that you put into your events is next level. It really is next level. That's not something that is repeatable.
Same word for you. We respect you.
I'm going to call you Keith
your
Wizard.
So
you're
do you have relationships or do you do events on yachts? Like private
yachts. Yeah. Oh, hello, never, South Florida.
We've gotten asked as far as like, it's been an idea, but we've never booked one, to be honest.
Hello, it's raining outside. Can I use your yacht?
Super smart idea. Yeah.
But there has been a handful of inquiries like, oh, you know, about doing something on a yacht, but we've just never
the issue with the rain, and I'm sure we keep saying like you guys would know this, it's a very like-minded conversation. Once it's raining that hard, and you know Florida rain comes in sheets, and it's not getting this stuff to a yacht, to a building, it still gets soaked, and their pillows, their blankets, their rugs, and like then you can't sit. So that's like another, like, we literally need like tarping, and like it's just kind of like a no-go. So we need to figure out more of, I've always talked about, again, down the road, maybe a space we own where we're like, hey, come by our rental space. And like, any number one, you can rent it in general, but number two, any kind of like detoured picnic, we just have our stuff there and like, we can pull it out and set it up because it still gets soaked.
For the most part. I don't know. There's really like no good answer. Because I think that the problem is like people have served up so many suggestions to us. They're like, what about a tent? What about the thing is that, to your point, Keith, we appreciate the kind words about our look, and like, it's like to throw like a pop-up tent on top of it is just kind of like killing the whole vibe, you know?
No, it kills the whole vibe. But I mean, I think that if you're out there and you're somebody that wants to do something extra special for your small group, I think you're the perfect people to reach out to and say, look, take care of this for me. Because one of the things I've realized is in South Florida, people are busy. They are so busy. People working really crazy long hours, and they need somebody like you guys to do something next level. And I think that's actually the important piece of all of this is that, you know, the little gatherings is next level. It's next level service.
Thank you. We take a lot of pride in our customer service. And I think just growing up we're Italian, like we grew up in like a very hospitable, like our parents were always hosting all the holidays, all the things. So I think it's just like in our nature to do our best to go above and beyond for our clients and make sure that if there's something that they want there or something special, you know, like that we've got them covered. So thank you for that.
So how would people get in touch with you? So, you know, now that you're like second year going into it, how do people reach out to you? How do they find you online?
Just our website is thelittlegatherings.com. And then we really try, I'm sure you guys understand this, we really try to keep all communication like via email. Just we really like to have like a paper trail of everything. So our email address is just hello@thelittlegatherings.com.
And your Instagram is @thelittlegatherings?
Yes.
No matter which way you cut it, it's literally the Little Gathering.
There's no underscore or anything
like that. We got lucky because some people create like a company name and you can't find your website, but everything.
No, just no dashes, no nothing, just thelittlegatherings.com.
Same for TikTok, The Little Gatherings?
Yep. She just made a TikTok. I don't even have the login to it, but yes.
It has like 5 likes. I'm so excited. I was like, we have fans.
I have my TikTok account, but I never put anything up. It's the worst. Anyway.
So difficult. I'm going to learn it.
Ladies, I mean, that's our hour. Thank you so much. I mean, it's been enlightening on so many levels, because honestly, when I think, oh, picnic, it's easy. It is not easy. Oh my goodness.
Come to work with us for a day.
Huh?
Schedule. We'll hire you for a day.
Oh my God. We're going to have the best time. We're going to have the best time.
You know, Keith, that would be a good TikTok. You could come and you could do like a picnic for the day.
Oh, I think that would be awesome. I mean, it would be my first TikTok. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being on Behind the Veil. What?
Thank you for having us.
Oh my God, it was awesome to have you guys. So again, thank you guys out there that are watching Behind the Veil. If you want to reach out to them, it's www.thelittlegatherings.com or check them out on Instagram. For the moment, we're going to say goodbye, but say goodbye to Marcy Gutenberg with An Affair to Remember by Marcy and the sisters from The Little Gatherings. We will see you next week at 2:00. Until then, everybody say goodbye.
Bye. Thank you.